In the name of Jesus, amen. From our second reading today, Romans chapter 14, 7 through 8, for none of us lives to himself and none of us dies to himself. For whether we live or die, we die or live to the Lord. So then, we are the Lord's. Have you ever misplaced a receipt you needed? Like at the dry cleaner. I know I have. I think my receipt's in here somewhere, but it's hard to find. Losing receipts can make matters difficult, especially when something goes wrong. Our second reading today reminds us that we belong to the Lord. And whether we live or die, or whether even sometimes we are lost like a receipt, we belong to the Lord. We do not live to ourselves, we live to the Lord. His receipt is his word to us. No matter what, whether we have lost receipt or failed to acknowledge the Lord, sometimes in our lives this happens in all of our ways, or whether we become lost in our own ways instead of the way of Jesus, we belong to the Lord. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ who suffered and died again to save us, to redeem us, to make us his own possession, scripture says, forever. We are the Lord's.
无论我们在道路上面是失去了，或者迷失，失去收据也好，或者迷失我们不承认主，又或者我们是不是迷失自己在道路上面是没有跟从耶稣的道路，我们都是属于主的，我们相信一位主耶稣基督，他受苦、受死、复活，是为了我们，是拯救我们和教导我们，让我们可以永远的属于主。
This last truth of belonging to the Lord forever is good to keep in mind as we look at our Old Testament reading today from Genesis chapter 50 and the forgiveness of Joseph. Joseph and Joseph's brothers and family belong to the Lord forever. They belong to the Lord through the Lord's protection and forgiveness. Yet much worse than losing a receipt, these brothers and Joseph, they lose each other. And even when the brothers are found back together again, they wonder if they are still lost.
在今天我们阅读到的旧约的创世纪第50章里面，约瑟的宽恕，提醒我们最好要记住牢记这一点是最后的真理，是我们是永远属于主的。约瑟和约瑟的兄弟和家人，亦都是永远属于主的。通过主的保护和宽恕， 他们属于主，但是比失去收据更加差的，就是这些约瑟和约瑟的兄弟，他们失去了彼此。即使当这些兄弟他们再聚在一起的时候，他们也都是怀疑自己是不是仍然的迷失方向呢？
Our reading today from Genesis chapter 50 is the end of the Joseph story with his brothers. We can see the big picture of God's protection and forgiveness in the Joseph story, how Joseph and his brothers belong to the Lord. Yet in the reality of the events, there's loss, there's the hurt of real life. And Joseph's brothers lose sight of that big picture of protection and forgiveness.
我们今天在创世纪50章里面读到的就是约瑟和他兄弟他们这个故事的结尾。 我们可以在约瑟的故事里面看到是神怎么去保护和这个真理这个大局和宽恕的这个大局。 约瑟同佢嘅弟兄咧系点样去属于神？然而咧喺现实生活里边，呢、这、一个损失同埋伤害中嘅现实生活里边，约瑟嘅弟兄咧，佢系忽视咗保护同埋呢个宽恕嘅呢一个大局。
Joseph is one of 12 brothers. Their father is named Jacob. Jacob is also the one named Israel in the Bible. From the 12 sons of Israel or Jacob come the 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament. Jacob the father has now died as recorded in Genesis chapter 50, the last chapter of the book of Genesis. And now that Jacob has died, the father of such a large family, the sons of Jacob, Joseph's brothers, are worried that Joseph will now remember what he received from his brothers, the evil they did. And like finding a lost receipt, will now return and repay his brothers evil for evil.
约瑟是十二个兄弟的其中之一个，他们的父亲呢是雅各，雅各就是圣经里面称为以色列的这个人，而这十二个兄弟就好像讲到以色列的十二个支派一样，是雅各这十二个儿子。正如创世纪最后一章五十章所讲，雅各呢已经去世离开了，那他离开了呢留下一个这么大的家庭，他的这十二个儿子。约瑟的兄弟呢就担心，记得他们之前是怎样去对他这个兄弟是几做了几邪恶的事情，所以他担心这个兄弟会不会回来去报复他们呢？
What is this evil or transgression, the reading said, or sin that is mentioned by Joseph's brothers in our Old Testament reading today? Genesis chapter 20 or 50. Well, it's actually pretty bad. So bad, now that dad is dead, Jacob, Joseph's brothers fear the worst. And what's more, Joseph is now ruler of Egypt. He's a powerful figure. He can break his brothers. He can demand justice. He can repay them sin for sin.
在今天我们刚才在创世纪五十章里面读到的，就听到约翰他约瑟他的弟兄是几咁差，对他是几做了几邪恶的事情，是差到呢这些兄弟现在父亲过了身呢，他就好怕约瑟会不会回来去报复呢，以恶还恶呢？因为约瑟现在是一个非常有权势，是有权有势的人物，所以他们好怕他会回来以恶报恶去对付他们。
Just one note here off script. I don't know if anyone saw on Broadway Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It's the Joseph story from the Bible.
That's a Broadway show, isn't
it? Yeah, a Broadway show.
Okay. 牧师说百老汇名剧呢有一个名剧叫做约瑟同乜乜咁样嘅。咁佢话呢嗰个故事呢就系由圣经呢个故事而嚟嘅。
So Joseph made it to Broadway.
所以呢约瑟好犀利啊，百老汇都上埋啦。
So the story is that Joseph's brothers, right, they sold Joseph into slavery. And it's actually worse than that, right? They actually first want to kill Joseph. Then they decide to make money off Joseph, their brother. They sell him into slavery. Joseph's brothers lie to their father. They tell him that Joseph was killed by some wild animal. Joseph's father, Jacob, is heartbroken. His favorite son is dead. When it comes to Joseph's brothers, it's true, the saying, who needs enemies with friends and families like these?
约瑟这个故事呢是非他的弟兄是非常之差的。因为呢他将约瑟去卖到去做埃及去做奴隶。其实更加差的呢，其实本来他们想杀了他，想谋杀他。但是后来他们想到已经卖去做奴隶还有钱收。所以呢就卖了他 去埃及做奴隶。而且呢还对他们的父亲讲大话。那他父亲说约瑟呢是被一些野兽杀死了，令到他父亲呢非常之伤心，因为这个是父亲最爱世的儿子。这些约瑟的这些弟兄呢，他们真的非常之邪恶，非常之差。牧师就提到我们英文有一句讲法呢，就是说如果你有这样的家人，这样的朋友，你还使什么要有敌人呢？
So Joseph is sold into slavery in Egypt, and by God's providence, he eventually becomes second in command in Egypt, becomes like Pharaoh. His brothers have to go to him after Joseph provides for Egypt by saving for a famine, enough food for everyone. Everyone, including his brothers, there's a famine. They have to go to Egypt. They end up begging or asking Joseph for food. Joseph's brothers, the ones who tried to kill him and sold him into human trafficking, beg Joseph for food. They beg him for life. And all the while, the brothers don't know that it's Joseph, who they think is dead. They come to the ruler of the Egyptians, who happens to be Joseph.
約瑟被賣到埃及本來要遺留的，但因為上帝的旨意，他終於成為了埃及的第二把手的人，是第二把交椅。藉著上帝的智慧，他為每個人保留了足夠的食物，而且在埃及從饑荒裏脫離了出來，包括他自己的弟兄一樣，他們最終沒辦法在飢餓裏面去到埃及去尋求食物。而且你來到約瑟面前， 哀求他给他食物，而且不知道这个就是使徒，这个约瑟就是他们当年使徒将他贩卖给人口的人，向约瑟去求乞食物，求约瑟给他们饶他们的命，但是一直以来他们都不知道原来他们来到埃及的统治者就是约瑟。
In Genesis chapter 45, Joseph reveals himself, a big reveal to his begging brothers. Joseph tells his brothers, I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. Do not be distressed. Do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here. It was to save many lives that God sent me ahead of you. And God sent me ahead of you to save your life by this great deliverance. So then it was not you brothers who sent me here, but God.
在创世纪第45章里面，约瑟向他乞求的弟兄去表明他自己，他就是约瑟，告诉他弟兄知道，我就是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们当年卖去埃及做奴隶的一个人。他对弟兄们这样说，现在不要因为我被卖到这里而感到难过或生气，因为上帝派我在你们之前是为了拯救生命，但上帝派我在你们之前
Joseph understood. He took to heart that whether he lived or died, he belonged to the Lord, and God brought him back to his brothers.
约瑟很明白知道，而且很谨记住知道，无论他是生定是死，他都是属于主的。神已经将他带回弟兄们的身边。
Joseph forgives and restores the relationship that's broken with his brothers. And instead of repaying them evil for evil and sin for sin, he repays evil with goodness. He repays sin with forgiveness. Now, sometime later, our reading today, Jacob has died. Jacob was reunited with his lost son, Joseph, at the end of his life, the son who was lost but now found. Jacob is dead. Joseph's brothers fear now. They're afraid that Joseph will finally get even with them.
约瑟宽恕了他的弟兄，而且恢复了他们的弟兄的关系。他不是以恶报恶，以罪报罪，而是以善报恶，以宽恕去报罪。雅各和他失踪的儿子约瑟重聚，是非常之开心。 约瑟这个很宠爱失去的儿子，现在就被沉了回来。过了一段时间，约瑟是去世，蒙主宠召他离开了，所以约瑟的弟兄就很担心，现在约瑟是不是终于要向他们报复呢？
We pray in the Lord's Prayer, right, that Jesus, our brother, teaches us to forgive us our sins as we forgive the sins of those who sin against us. And while forgiveness with God is instantaneous, it happens here and now, when it comes to forgiving one another or others, especially those closest to us, this can take time in this broken life. And every time we pray the Lord's Prayer that our forgiveness of others will be for the forgiveness like God gives, we pray it will be as fast and clear as God's forgiveness of us.
我哋喺主祷文嘅祈祷，系我哋主耶稣基督我哋弟兄所教导我哋嘅祷告，宽恕我们嘅过犯，就如我哋去宽恕其他人嘅过犯一样。虽然上帝嘅宽恕咧系即时嘅，但系因为我哋人嘅不圆满啦，我哋咧通常咧就需要时间，同埋需要慢慢嘅先可以做得到。每次我哋喺读主祷文嘅时候，我哋都祈求。我们的主，我们的耶稣，我们的上帝，给我们有这样的宽恕的心，是可以很迅速而很明确的去宽恕其他人。
Jacob is died in our reading today. His brothers, the brothers of Joseph, are afraid that Joseph will now return and pay them evil for evil once and for all. But instead, that's not what happens. Once and for all,Joseph assures his brothers of his kindness.
咁喺雅各过咗身之后，约瑟嘅哥哥佢哋咧，而家就好担心约瑟系会反面，并且咧系以恶还恶。但相反，约瑟系好确定、好坚决咁向佢啲弟兄保证佢嘅仁慈、佢嘅宽恕。
Joseph says in our Old Testament reading today to his brothers, "You intended to harm me."God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Don't be afraid. I'll provide for you and your children. Jacob's son Joseph reassures his brothers. He speaks kindly to them.
约瑟在我们今天读到的旧约经文里面对他的兄弟这样讲，从前你们的意思是要害我。是神的意思，是神的意思，原是好的，要保存数许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟是用好亲爱的说话去安慰他们。
There is of course another son of Jacob in the Bible. He's a descendant of Jacob in Scripture, who is also sold by his own brother.A disciple into death. This is Jesus Christ, the son of Jacob, who was betrayed. And the night he was betrayed, he still takes bread and he shares his forgiveness with his brothers who would abandon him for death. On the cross, Jesus gives his life for the sins of the world. In and through Jesus Christ, God's own son, our heavenly father, forgives us our trespasses, teaches us to forgive the trespasses of others.
当然在圣经里面呢，其实雅各还有另一个儿子，而这个呢就是雅各的后裔，被自己的，也都是被自己的兄弟出卖致死，这个呢就是耶稣基督。在他被出卖那晚，他还是跟他的门徒在那里擘饼，跟他们就分享了宽恕的一个大餐。在十字架上面，耶稣为世人的罪献出了自己的生命，我们的天父藉着神的儿子耶稣基督宽恕我们的过犯，并且教导我们要去宽恕别人的过犯。
In the cross and sacrifice of Jesus, what was meant for harm, God intended for good to accomplish the salvation of the world, to forgive the sins of the world in and through Jesus. God, our Heavenly Father, provides for us the Holy Spirit too,which assures us of the forgiveness of Jesus and the presence of Jesus in our lives with the Lord forever.
在耶稣的十字架的牺牲的伤害里面呢，本来听起来是很差是不好的，但是上帝的本意是为了实现对世界的拯救。在耶稣并通过耶稣宽恕世界的罪孽，我们的天父上帝为了我们提供了圣灵，提供了耶稣嘅宽恕，同埋耶稣永远存在喺我哋嘅生命里边。
Whether we live or whether we die, Scripture says we belong to the Lord. This is the truth that Joseph lived. It's the truth that is ours in and through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who forgives us, who teaches us to forgive. The story of Joseph and his brothers, it's been handed down to Christians for centuries for us to remember today. the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord. To remember we're not our own. Our lives belong to the Lord, belong to His forgiveness, the forgiveness of the Lord. And the story of Joseph and his brothers remind us of the importance of forgiveness in belonging to the Lord and in belonging in the Lord to one another.
无论我们是生定是死，我们都是属于主的。这个约瑟所经历过的真理，亦都是我们在救主耶稣基督里面，并通过耶稣所拥有的真理。他宽恕并且救赎教导我们去宽恕。约瑟同他弟兄的故事呢，是一直流传到给我们而今时今日的所有基督徒，并且呢，以纪念主的怜悯和慈爱。要记住，我们不是自己的，我们的生命是属于主的，属于主的宽恕。约瑟同他弟兄的故事呢，是去提醒我们。
This is easier, of course, to say it than to do it. This is why we learn and relearn the ancient story of Joseph forgiving his brothers. And that's why we pray and we re-pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive the trespasses of those who sin against us.
咁当然讲起上嚟好似好容易，但其实做呢，一个系唔容易嘅，亦都系因为咁，我哋要学习，并且系不断嘅再听约瑟同埋佢弟兄呢一个故事，等我哋明白到宽恕嘅重要性，亦都系因咁样，我哋要不断嘅去祈祷，例如主祷文，宽恕提醒我哋，我哋要宽恕，求主宽恕我哋嘅过犯，就好似我哋宽恕其他人嘅过犯一样。
Like with Joseph's brothers, forgiving and realizing forgiveness takes time. Healing needs humility and patience. You know, the story of Joseph is an opportunity to address family dysfunction, failure, resentment, all with the forgiveness of Jesus. After all, we belong to the forgiveness of the Lord.
就好似约瑟嘅兄弟一样，宽恕同埋真系实现宽恕，去实践，系需要时间去治疗、去治愈，亦都系需要时间同埋耐性同埋耐心。约瑟嘅故事咧，系一个用耶稣嘅宽恕嚟提醒我哋去解决呢个宽恕，唔系话去提醒我哋解决家庭嘅纠纷嘅问题，而系提醒我哋宽恕嘅重要性，系俾我哋一个。 宽恕嘅机会去离开呢个怨恨，毕竟咧，我哋属于主嘅宽恕。
阿门。
阿门。